But just to end, mi inyan le inyan, very, very, very much, but I say a inyan from Raid that I heard from Yedidi, Rav Levi Chomsky. He said this at the bris of one of his sons. It's Torah that's mamish dvarim niflaim. And that is, we say at a bris milah, the brachas that are recited. So the first brach is Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Bayrei Pri Agafen. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Ashne kidash yedid mi beten. V'choik b'she'eroi sam. V'tzetzov chasam ba'ois bris goydash. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mekadesh yedid mi beten. Avram Avinu. V'choik b'she'eroi sam. Gave him the bris milah. V'tzetzov. And the children of Avram Avinu chasam ba'ois bris goydash. They also was zoicha to the ois bris goydash. Al-Kain. We say in the bracha. B'schar zois. As a reward for bris milah. Keil chai. Chalkeinu tzureinu. These are all words to describe kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'schar zois, in the schar of bris milah, kel chay chalkenu tzureinu, tzavei lahatzul yedidus she'erenu mishachas. Tzavei. Command. Lahatzul yedidus she'erenu mishachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the schar of bris milah, I want you to save Klal Yisrael. L'man brisay ha'shasom b'vsareinu. Because of the fact that we were Makayim bris milah. Baruch atah Hashem. This is the bracha that we say by every single bris milah. So Rami Simcha in Meshech Chachma and Parshas Kisavai, he says, think of the nusach of the bracha, right? We've heard it a million times. Al kein beschar zois keil chay chalkeinu tzureinu. We're literally being tevei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu beschar zois in the schar of bris milah tzavei. Tzavei, mamish. That ono. Ono Hashem Oishi ono. Ono Hashem Tzavei. Tzavei, we come with a shtot. Tzavei lahatzul yedidu she'erenu mishachas. Kodesh Baruch Hu doing bris milah, this is the deal. Tzavei lahatzul yedidu she'erenu mishachas. L'man bris ha'shasom b'vsareinu. Et ha'gantze brocha. Baruch ato Hashem, kairis ha'bris. So Rami Simcha said, what's Poshup Shad? First of all, what does this mean? Why are we doing this? And how do we have plates in this? How do we have a gerech to do it? So Rami Simcha said, Pshat. Based on a medrash. The medrash is in Parashas Kisavai. The pasuk says, Baruch atah ba'ir, uvaruch atah ba'sadeh. Baruch pri bitnecha, pri admascha, upri vehemtecha, shkaro lofecha v'ashtor etzeinecha, baruch tanecha mishartecha, baruch atah bevayecha, ubaruch atah betzeisecha. But in the middle of these baruchs, baruch pri bitnecha, upri admascha, upri vehemtecha. Says the medrash, Lama hikish pri adam la pri abetan. Baruch pri vitnecha ufri admascha. We're comparing the pri habetan to the pri adam. Now, what is pri habetan? Pri habetan is a child that comes out of its mother's womb. Pri admascha is the peiros that grows from the ground. So says the Medrash, Lama hikish pri adam la pri abetan. Lechama pri adam tzricha iser. Just like pri adam requires iser, requires meiser. You have to give meiser from peiros hasade. Av pri bitnecha. Tzricha Meiser. Pri Bitnecha also needs Meiser. Says the Medrash, what's the Meiser that you give from Pri Bitnecha? Vizuha Mila. It's Mila. Mila is Pri Bitnecha is a child, and you have to do a Bris Mila, which is similar to what you do with Pri Admascha, because Pri Admascha you give Meiser. Pri Bitnecha, there's also an Indian you give Meiser. So says Rameir Simcha, Kaidim Ka, what does Mila have to do with Meiser? So he says it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dharm Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with Asara Shalitim. There's 10 Shalitim, there's 10 guards that we have to our guf. And the Gemara lists them. The Shtei Nayim, the two eyes, Shtei Az Nayim, the two ears, Shtei Yodayim, the two hands, Shtei Raglayim, the two feet, Reish HaGviyah, that's the Makom HaMila, Upeh and the mouth. So a person has 10 Shalitim, two eyes, two ears, two hands, that's 6, two Raglayim, two feet are 8, Reish HaGviyah, the Mila, Upeh and the mouth. So it comes that we have 10 Shalitim. There's an Inyan to now take the Bris Mila and give away a Cheluk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an Inyan of Akrova, it's an Inyan of Meiser. So says Rameh Simcha, it's Pashit, that's what the Medrash means. That Baruch Pri Vitnecha Pri Admascha, that is an Inyan of giving Meiser from Pri Vitnecha. What's the Meiser? It's the Mila. What does Mila have to do with Meiser? Oh, it's Yana Gemara, it's the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim. With Gemara says that a person was created with Asara Shalitin, Nedarim Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. One of them is the Reish HaGviyah, that's the Makom HaMila. So you see there's an Inyan of going ahead, you see there's an inyan of taking a chelik of the mila, and what is that b'yisayit? What b'yisayit is, that's ma'isa. Says Rameh Simcha, something beautiful. He says, the Medrash compared pre-vitnecha to pre-admascha and pre-behemtecha. Really, the pasuk says
three things, right? Pre-bitnecha, pre-admascha, pre-behemtecha. What does the Medrash say? That pre-bitnecha is like pre-admascha. L'chura, says Ramei Simcha, the hekesh of the pasuk could have been pre-bitnecha to pre-admascha and to pre-behemtecha, right? Pre-admascha is peiris that grow from the ground. Peiris that grow from the ground is ma'isa. Pre-behemtecha is also has ma'isa. Yeah, ma'isa behema. So, Freik Ramei Simcha, vim toimar. Why did the Medrash only compare pre-bitnecha to pre-admascha and not to pre-vehemtecha? L'chura, may I say time that we're comparing it to pre-ad mascha to teach me that this meiser, mila is meiser. L'chura, we could have compared it to pre-vehemtecha as well, because pre-vehemtecha also has meiser. So Rami Simcha says classic. He says it's true. There's meiser that you have to give from tfuas asada. There's also meiser that you have to give from your behema, meiser behema. But there's a very, very fundamental difference. You know what the difference is? Before you give meiser for something that grows from your field, you're not allowed to eat the tfua. In fact, the tfua is tevel. In fact, if you eat from the tfua, you're going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Tfuah that's not mu'usr is macholis asurois. It's something you're not allowed to eat. There's tumah that's shayra on it. It's tevel. By ma'isa behema, there's no halacha of tevel. There's no halacha that says that if a person would eat from his behema without being mafresh ma'isa behema, there's going to be an inyan of tevel. Says Rami Simcha, by mila we find, Chazal say, mu'usa ha'arla, that before you do bris mila with the child, so the arla is nimus. There's a chelik of this child right now that requires tikkun. There's a chelik of this child that has something that's not okay, and that's the arla. So says Rami Simcha, in that vein, the pre-bitnecha is more similar to the pre-admascha. It's less similar to the pre-vehemtecha, and that's why Chazal when makish lomen ispcha pre-bitnecha the pre-admascha, not the pre-vehemtecha. It's true, we could have technically, if all we wanted to teach was meiser, we could have compared it to pre-vehemtecha as well. You have meiser behema. Obzok Rami Simcha, that really in the oimiko inyan, pre-bitnecha is more doimet to pre-ad mascha than it is to pre-vehemtecha. Because pre-ad mascha doesn't only have a mitzvah of meiser, but it's also me'usa ha'arla. As long as you are maser, it is the proverbial tevel. And because there's the proverbial tevel, since for that reason, it's going to be different. So just to stop for 1 second, Reb Levi Shtel Tzu, a vart from the Chanukah Satayra. This is the Rebbe Reb Heschel, the Rebbe of the Shach. And the Rebbe Reb Heschel, this is in his Sefer Chanukah Satayra, it's in the end of Parashat Shmos. So the pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Vatera Oisai Ki Toiv. He was Toiv, Malamich, and his Malik Kol Abayis Kulayar. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, he was Toiv. And Chazal say it's a Medrash, Malamin, it's coming to teach Noilad Mahal, that he was born Mahal. So the Rebbe Reb Heschel, what does Noilad Mahal have to do with Toiv? He was Toiv, and therefore he was Noilad Mahal. So he says, V'yesh tefarish amibah di isa b'Yerushalmi. You could say pshat based on Yerushalmi. It's also a yalkin and sefer shoiftim. The pasuk says, V'yelech yiftach le'eretz Toiv. Yiftach, he's been the topic of the daf recently. So yiftach went le'eretz Toiv. Freik the Gemara, V'aloi le'holach kiyim l'chutz l'aretz. So the Medrash says, he didn't go to, he went to Chutz l'aretz. Why would you call it Eretz Toiv? V'chi Chutz l'aretz, Eretz Toivu, enfet Yerushalmi, in. Because Chutz La'aretz is Patim and Amaiser, so it's for that reason it's referred to as Eretz Toiv. Being that Chutz La'aretz is Patim and Amaiser, it's called Eretz Toiv. So said the Rebbe Reb Heschel, you see from here that if you have something that's Patim and Amaiser, it's referred to as Eretz Toiv. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Mahal. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was born Mahal, there was no obligation for Amram to now give Meiser from Moshe Rabbeinu. What would the Meiser have been? The Bris Mila. Baruch Privitnecha. But there was no obligation to give Meiser. Vazok the Pasik. Vatera Oisai Kitoivu. Said the Rebbe Rabbe Eshel half of a fellow. Just like Yiftach when he went to Chutz La'aretz. What's him called? Vayelach Yiftach L'Eretz Toiv. Why was it called Toiv? Because he was Potem and a Meiser. Vahenei Nadvarim. Lefi this Medrash that Mila is Meiser. Since someone that's Noilad Mal is Potem and a Meiser. When something's Potem and a Meiser, it's called Toiv. Just like Yiftach goes to Chutz La'aretz, which is Erev Toiv, because there's no Meiser, that's the proverbial Noilad Mal. Also, Vatera Oisai. Kitoifu, what does it mean, Kitoif? What it means is that he was Noilad Mal. But either way, Zokra Meir Simcha, coming back. Zokra Meir Simcha. That we started off with a kashna. They say by Bris Milo that the Alkein, Bescharzois, Kel Chaich, Alkeinu Tzureinu, Tzave, Lahatzel, Yedido, Sheireinu, Mishachas, Lamambris, Nayashasam, Bifsareinu. And it's a Pella. Why are we talking this way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What gives us a right to talk this way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We tell Hashem, Tzave, Lahatzel, Yedido, Sheireinu, Mishachas, because we did Bris Milo, Memelo, what? Abish to owes us something? What does that even mean? Where do you find such a sprach? He says, Teretz, you find it in one place. You find it in the Gemara Masechtas Tainis Daf Tes Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says that the child asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Asa b'shvul shetus asher v'chimuta l'nasa." He said, "You let a test like Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Vaksivle tenasu es Hashem. Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan told him, "Hachiyam Rabbi Yishia." Tell you what I heard from Yishia. Chutz mizu. This is different. Shenam Rabbi, because the pasuk says, "Hey viu es kol amaiser al beis ha'oitzer." Fin he terif beveisi ubechanuni na bezois amr Hashem tzvakeis im loy echtach lachem es arubeis Hashemayim varikoisi lachem bracha ad melidai. When it comes to maiser, there's an inyan of bechanuni na bezois. Maiser is the one exception to the rule. By maiser, you're allowed to test Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So said Rabbi Simcha. That's what we do by the Bris Milah. Hafla v'fella. After we do the Bris Milah, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "You promised us. B'chanuni no b'zois. B'chanuni b'zois, das is meiser." Oh, it's a medrash. Baruch pri bitnecha ufriad mascha. And when makish pri bitnecha la priad mascha. And what's the hekish? The hekish is meiser. What does it mean, Milah? What does Milah have to do with meiser? The Darim Lamed Beis Amid Beis. It's one of the 10 Shalitim. And we're taking it and we're being makrivit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mila Zakrava, like we've spoken about so many times. And that's the Yisoid. It's Mamish Afrosh as Maisa. We're bringing it Beis Hashem. We're giving a carbon. If that's the case, you have the school of Bechanuni Nabazais. And that's what we're saying. Alkein Beschar Zois Kelchai Chalkein Utsureinu Bechanuni Nabazais. We just did the mitzvah. Therefore, in return, here's the test. Tzave. Meret sharf lahatzel yedidu shneireinu mishachas l'man brisa yashesom b'fsareinu haflo v'fela v'ruyin la'advarim l'misha amram. I think this adds one knetch to Gemara that we always talk about, the Gemara Masechtas Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara says b'shah shenichnas David beis merchitz. David Melech was a fugitive; he was running away from Shaul, and he entered the beis merchitz. V'ra atzmai oimid arim, and he saw himself; he wasn't wearing any clothing. Amar, he said oili she'emoid arim alei mitzvah. He realized he's in danger because he didn't have any mitzvah. Kimen sheniska b'mila shebivsaray. But when he remembered the Ebris Mila nisyash v'daitoy, somehow that gave him yishavadas. And we've spoken about the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Itzel Petterberger that you see that Mila is a mitzvah tmidi, that every second that a person is mahul, he's always being mekayim a mitzvah. So every single second that a person is mahul, he's gemalit right now, on some level he's being mekayim a mitzvah. And David HaMelech is invoking the schar zois. He wants schar for his mila. That's what was nesiyash v'daita. And everyone said, why mila? And there's so much raid on this. But the point is ulai yesh loimar, because Mila has schar, all mitzvahs have schar. But by Mila, it's b'chanuni na b'zois. B'mila, you can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you can say, tzave lahatzel yedide sheireinu mishachas. And that's exactly what David HaMelech was davening. This is David HaMelech's tefillah. David HaMelech's in danger and he thinks he's going to be killed by Shaul HaMelech. So what's David thinking? What's his hergish? He's hergish is tzave lahatzel yedide sheireinu mishachas. So when David HaMelech realized that he's b'mekayim b'smila right now, like the Beis HaLevi said, and like Rabbi Itzel Petterberger said, so he realized it's the derega. This second, he has what he needs. Because right now, he's able to invoke. He can literally stop mamish the whole bracha that we say by a bris milah. B'chanuni ma'bezois. The dazok David. David turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was arim. He was afraid. He was scared. He knew his life was at risk. So what did David HaMelech say? He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, Tzave lahatzel yedide sheirenu mishachas. This is a real life tefillah for David HaMelech trying to save himself from Shaul. Why? L'man bris asher som b'fsareinu. Because right now, like the Beis HaLevi said, and like Rabbi Itzel said, and like all the Lamdim said, I'm being mekayim bris milah. So if that's the case, b'chanuni na b'zois. That's why it was milah. K'vegas kasha, why not mezuzah? Right, there's all this raid. There were other eitzes. There were other options maybe. But milah is a mitzvah where you can be teveya. Mila is a mitzvah where you can say b'chanuni na b'zois. And not just that, we have a mesorah that this tefillah of that David HaMelech is davening and that he's thinking right now, the eitzah is pull out this card of bris mila and use it. Mamish to b'chanuni na b'zois. That's what David HaMelech did. David HaMelech's tefillah in Menachos Mem Gimel Amid Beis was Savi lahatzel yedide sheirenu mishachas. And that's why when he saw bris mila, it was nesiyash v'daita, because he realized right now he has the l'man brisa yashesam b'fsareinu.